Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight on Word Out Wednesdays. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Today, we are bringing a blast from the past. Xavier Paul from Cool Voice Media, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you? Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yes, sir, you are coming in loud and clear, and I am so grateful to have you come back on. The last time we talked had to be about between three and five years ago, and you were already doing big things. But please let us know how your career has not only skyrocketed on tonight's interview, but as well as what you're doing now with your business. But as you know, customary, before we get started, how can we reach you?
Great question. You can reach me by going directly to my website. It's coolvoicemedia.com. 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 That's where you can get me, all the information on how I can voice your next project, do a speaking engagement talking about voiceovers, the broadcasting industry, and improving your voice for your life, and all kinds of fantastic media events coming up. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of what I've been up to, wow. Connecting with you about 5 years ago was really wonderful because the concept of think big was something I really needed to hear at that time. My business was at a point as the voice of so many different products you've heard over the years, McDonald's, AT&T, promos for Robin Harris, Bebe's Kids, the Apollo Theater here in New York, BET, and so many different networks. I knew that I wanted to really take things to global status. So after Think Big Radio, that's exactly what I did. Now I'm essentially the global signature voice of so many different TV networks, major radio station networks, major sports and entertainment outlets. It's truly expanding and exploding in a way that I almost can't believe. It's my training facility as well, where I train voices in the broadcast arena to get more out of their voice, and how to get college students who are studying broadcasting into the broadcast voiceover job market has also expanded. And I've got a whole slew of new honed talents that are constantly getting signed with top agents across the country, getting book deals with major publishers, just right out of the gate. I trained them, and they're just so ready for the industry, and I'm really proud of that.
Wow, and I'm just astonished that once we got back in touch and you told me some of the different things that you were doing, and just for you to give me that accolade about how you came on Think Big Radio and it made you want to think bigger and how your business expanded. And that's one of the things that we really want to do here is when you come on Think Big Radio, you're at a certain point, but think bigger, like get bigger, do bigger. And you're actually one of the first people who have come back on the show and have said this. But, of course, you know, we look at everybody and what they're doing from time to time and reach back out. I like the fact that one of the things that you're doing is developing others. Now, how did it work out before when it was just really you and you're out
making
things happen? But then you reached back. What was that feeling like, and what made you think about even expanding that way?
Well, it's an amazing process. Oh, wow. It makes one realize just how dynamic and organic the creative process truly is. I was raised in the entertainment industry through the great theater talents here in New York City over the summers, spending my time at Henry Street Settlement and doing readings for various plays at the Negro Ensemble Company, meeting playwrights like August Wilson and Maya Angelou, and honing my voice acting talent to a level that could gain me global attention and real artistic merit. To be able to take that to an arena where I train students does a few things. It solidifies the creative process that I'm already immersed in, takes me to another level, and also creates the next generation of artists with their head in the right place. Right now in the voice and voiceover and really recording industry, what happens is people lose sight of the basics and what are the true ingredients of careers that last, right? Those are hard questions, questions that people don't seem to really want to ask or answer. So I've been doing a lot of that.
Okay. So I know that you also mentioned that you expanded into doing audiobooks.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. See, so that expansion.
Audiobooks as a, you know, do a lot of African Americans buy audiobooks? Because I know you really, your talent goes everywhere, but of course you want to reach back and, you know, at us.
Absolutely.
Kind of, you know?
Ken, it's amazing. We are, again, showing to be the top consumers of quality entertainment. If it's quality, if it's dynamic, and if it speaks to us and our experience, we're usually the first in line. And audiobooks and books in general, you know, Chris Rock has this joke, if you want to hide something from black folks, put it in a book. Well, I'm not quite sure if that's necessarily true anymore. I think we're becoming smarter. We're realizing more and more that we have to really be relevant in, on all levels, spiritually, educationally, and literarily. Literally. Literarily and literally. Okay? And in order to do that, I'm making it possible through a whole array of fantastic African-American targeted titles that touch on a variety of topics. They're nonfiction, they're great stories, they teach about spirituality. I'm working with top publishers right now and available at, through Amazon.com. And if you email me at coolvoicemedia.com, I'll be able to send you links to all of my current titles as well as the titles of my students. We're doing so many interesting things, and I'm wanting us to expand to the arena. Now, did you know that they're taking audiobooks and creating feature films from these audiobooks? The movie The Martian, up for Oscar contention this year, was based on an audiobook. Okay, the book that I'm doing, that I actually did for Tom Barber, called Condition Black, that's available on Amazon.com right now. And there's talk of possibly optioning that for a TV or film project. There's a wide array of exciting things going on with audiobooks. It allows you to really be the voice actor. I realize my voice is much more than a cartoon voice or a voice on a commercial or promo. That's fantastic dimensional work, yet the difference between that and audiobooks is really where I get to truly be the storyteller. And that's exciting.
Let's talk about your voice. I want to take you back to, let's say, 8, 9 years old. That people, most voiceover talents, when they speak, it garners attention. People listen before they even know that that's something that they should get into. What were you like about 8, 9, you know, 10 years old, or just realizing that I have something special?
Yeah.
And it's coming right out of him.
Well, I tell you, you know, at that age, I was doing a lot of questioning, asking a lot of questions, and just one of those irritating children. I think I'd like to think that I'm helping to change our cultural level of irritation on children that ask a lot of questions. We have a tendency in our community to be like, well, why is he asking so many questions? It's just, you know, the sky is blue. Now go to your room, you know, as opposed to really indulging a child's questions, because when you do that, you allow their imagination to expand. So as a kid, I would read so many of the medical textbooks that were lying around the house, because I come from a medical family. And then also I come from a family of theater artists, so there would be scripts sort of lying around as well. So I'd go into different characters. You could read one or two, or go into a whole improv with a pocket tape recorder and then play it back and hear how the different voices tell the story and improve your technique. So growing up in that environment and then going to school, doing theater, regional, all throughout high school, missing days at a time, weeks at a time during high school because I'd be off on tour somewhere or shooting a commercial or a TV show, really got me totally immersed in the creative process. And while even as I talk about it, I realize that's the big part of thinking big. It's an organic process by first going within, determining what do I bring to the table and how to expand it in a way that is an expression of who I am, as opposed to the typical way we've been taught, which is, you know, claw your way to the top, you know, it's a combination of brown nosing, networking, and various shenanigans. Whereas, you know, this approach is much more, hey, you know, I really do have something to say, and when I say it, people really are interested in hearing it.
Can you do one of the voices that you use for, you know, a particular commercial just so that, you know, our fans and listeners out here can, you know, kind of get the difference? And because you've been using pretty much one tone, like your interview tone, you know, right now. So give us a little something.
Oh, my. You're taking me through memory lane here. Well, it goes back even to the mid-90s. I've done so many things. You know, coming up on BET, it's an award ceremony you won't want to miss. Or let's see, Burger King introduces the new Hickory Bacon Cheddar Burger, right? Then, of course, the stuff I've done with Tyra Banks early on in her career for CoverGirl. CoverGirl introduces exclusive makeups for women of color, you know. Of course, for Michael Jordan, one of my favorites, nothing slams a deep-down body thirst better than Gatorade. Absolutely nothing, you know. Bringing it around to what's been going on recently. Actually, I just finished recording this, and you might not hear it yet. It's the new thing for Can-Am and Ski-Doo. Can-Am.
Wait, are you able to tell us, are you able to say this before? I don't want them suing you, the network, everything.
Oh, thanks. As a matter of fact, actually, thank you so much. Well, let's wait on that one. You probably should just save me $250,000 in litigation fees just now. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Let's see, what can I, you know? Yeah, but so
we can do that
things.
In an update.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. It's Robin Harris and Bebe Kids coming up on Cinemax. Okay, yeah, you know, it's funny. One of the exercises I teach my students is to do a, like a freestyle of voiceover. You know, like rappers freestyle. You can freestyle voiceover.
Wow. What was your can you remember your very first gig? Was it something that you went out for or someone said, hey, you should do this and come down here? How was that? Because you did talk a little bit about how you got that passion from, you know, reading around the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, in the voiceover training I do, we go into understanding the difference between reading conditioning and acting conditioning. You know, they don't want readers. They do need storytellers. There were so many firsts, it's kind of hard to pick. I think the very first thing I did on a major scale was the campaign for U.S. Army. So that was back when, you know, joining the Army was cool. Pretty much it was, you know, a young college kid who was like, I get $30,000 for college if I qualify. You know, and then, you know, the spot pretty much goes into that. And then the announcer comes on and I do the announcer. You know, the Army can give you the future you want, you know. I think that spot ran for actually a couple of years, and then when they liked me for that, they brought me back for AC Delco. AC Delco, it's like buying time. And the funny thing about my career was that while everyone else was leaving radio because they couldn't make any money, most of the commercials I was doing would run for years on the radio. So radio has really been an amazing I thank the spirits of radio. Radio has really been a huge moneymaker for me early on in my career. It's very, very rare. You know, usually, as I said before, usually it's people, the spots just don't run that long. And AC Delco ran for like 5 years. U.S. Army ran for, I think, 3 years, 4 years. It was fantastic. And all through then, I was learning about the voice acting craft and learning that while I continue to do on camera, you know, I just finished doing an HBO series that's coming out this fall called Crime with John Turturro.
Crime.
I realized that, yeah, it's really pretty intense. That photo on the promo for the show, I know you got some interesting comments where people are thinking, wow, he looks like an ex-convict. Well, I do play one on TV, but I promise I'm not at home. nonetheless, it's so very, very interesting just to share how a career transitions, you know.
So even with the voiceover, got you into some acting gigs. Is that something that you look forward to pursuing as well?
Well, the thing is, interestingly enough, I'm primarily an actor. I believe it's acting regardless of the genre.
All right,
whether I'm acting in front of the camera or a microphone, and I work, the particular approach I have is I work to have a very organic relationship with myself and whatever genre I'm working in at the time. Okay, whether it's and working on Crime was very, very interesting because we were pretty much playing these prisoners a la what movie am I thinking of? I don't know, Amistad, or think of any major feature where the extras, you know, where the walk-on players are just as an integral part of the cast as the major players are, and that was pretty much, you know, it's so well done that everyone has a role, and my character is a gang member who sets the new inmate's bed on fire during the first episode, and so we were at this fully functional jail cell set for 2 months, really. And you get into character.
Now, I like how you say that, a full functional jailhouse set.
Right.
That you aren't really
very well done. Right.
A lot of real prisoners.
Uh huh. Right. Well, Hollywood, when it's time for a realism, that's where the wallet comes out and money is spent. You know, and doing film work, I would say doing theater, doing film work particularly, has given me the ability to be very organic with the choices I make as an actor. Okay, I can realize that the microphone is very much like a person's ear, and the camera very much like a person's eye. So there's really no need to do anything extra other than just experience. And I found that to be really exciting to teach other actors how to really, instead of trying to portray a role or create an image for others to buy into, work to inhabit what's happening and experience it as part of the story so that listeners can identify immediately. And I think that's really what we're looking for now in the fast-paced world of advertising. We really want to create a visceral experience for the viewer and the listener, one that they feel like they can identify with immediately on a very deep level. So that's why it's very exciting for me to work in the industry now. It's sort of like I'm an actor, yet I'm also sort of a marketing and ad agency all wrapped up into one. And I'm always looking for ways to immediately, powerfully connect with my audience and listeners.
Yeah.
You know?
Now,
yeah.
Can you please get out your contact information again? Every way that our listeners, people that come on later that are looking to hire you or anything, that they can listen to. I mean, how do they reach you?
Oh, fantastic. With pleasure. Well, one of the first things to do is go right to my website. When you go right there, you'll see everything in terms of the work that I've been doing and ways that we can create a fit for whatever your project is. That's coolvoicemedia.com, COOLVOICEMEDIA, coolvoicemedia.com. And for those who want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can call me up on my business line, 646-326-7800. That's 646-326-7800. We'll talk about getting your business moved to another level. If you want to do a podcast, if you've never done a radio and would like to try your first round of radio spots for the internet or local or regional television, we can discuss that. If you want to lose your accent and you feel like you want to create a more powerful speaking voice so that you've got more of a bang for the buck in the boardroom. We can totally do that. I'm also working on a new course where sometimes people just want to sound sexy. Like I get a lot of guys that say, listen, I want to pay you to say to my girlfriend what I want to do with her in bed. But, you know, I've been kind of holding off on that because, you know, if I get really into character, you know, I might end up there instead of the guy.
Like I,
you know, that creates a tough situation.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know, especially for those couples that are not interracial.
Did you have a lot of brothers, sisters growing up? I mean, what was the family? Because you did mention what your family did. What was it like as a child growing up?
Yeah, very eclectic family. A lot from a varied background. My older brother had an interest in dance and also was a functional mechanic, sort of like growing up with the Fonz, where he could disassemble and reassemble a motorcycle right on the living room floor. And I thought to myself, well, that's a very interesting talent, one that I totally do not possess. Nonetheless, I was able to gravitate towards theater and realize that while there were so many different personalities in the family, it was okay for me to discover who I really am. And I think that's so very important. It's okay to be a unique individual. It's okay to go ahead and discover my own path and or encourage others to do the same. I think it's easy for us to compartmentalize ourselves and put ourselves in a box and stop reaching out for new ways to communicate. I think in the social media, text-driven world, it's time for us to continue to think outside of the box and come up with new ways of connecting with each other, because I'm realizing that even though we've got all these great ways to connect and communicate, we're finding ourselves more isolated than ever before. So I want to see if I can be a part of the solution to that.
Right.
Creating some groups and getting together and having think tanks and really sitting back and exchanging ideas and building and creating realities. We hear so much, I don't know, probably you've heard so much lately, the talk about how the planet's moving to another spiritual level and we're moving into the age of Aquarius and the fifth dimension. And well, really what all that means is that now is the time where we actually can create realities that we've always wanted. We've just got to begin to learn how to generate first the idea and the vision and then create it with actual tangible action. So I work to create people to get into action. Let's get our voices on national spots. Let's move forward. You know, this whole Oscar controversy thing, you know, it's like at the end of the day, it's people complaining. You know, complaining people are as old as dust and water on this planet.
Wow.
What's new is what we create is new, and new outlets, new openings, brand new ways of expressing our talent, brand new content, and brand new avenues to display that content. That's what's up right now.
Right. Now, one of the things that I noticed the other day when I was going through your website was that you got a chance to meet Morgan Freeman. What was that like, and how did that encounter change?
I remember those days well. I tell you, Morgan Freeman, the voice of actors, truly a tour de force, an inspiration, a real learning experience. Work with him on the movie Lean on Me, a movie that still brings up the tears whenever I watch a quick clip of it on YouTube or the full length on Netflix. To watch him work for 16 hours a day got me to become much more clear on just how to build a character, how to build character first as a human being, and then to build character in the creative space and what that means. Okay. And it's interesting you mentioned him because lately I've been having a conversation about branding. And these days we think of branding as, you know, quick, slick logos and you know, real sharp, catchy taglines and a lot of external, you know, stuff to kind of catch the eye, right? And I believe that true branding is much more deep, much more spiritual, and much more dynamic and organic than that. And because Morgan Freeman is a seasoned actor who's come up through years, decades of doing theater, from the classics to musicals to strict drama, deep dramatic work, okay, and then transitioning that into a very relevant contemporary film career that spans the course of decades as well, okay?
Right.
And he's a perfect example of what's possible for black actors. What is possible for black actors? And if the problem, or rather if someone could say to me, well, Xavier, what about the outlets for us? Well, this goes back to the issue of creativity. We've got to begin to create the realities and then create the areas of expression for this content that's uniquely ours. And that's what this audiobook series that I'm doing is all about, okay? That's what getting all these voices together that I've been doing in my training. And as we prepare and workshop, then we go out into the world and put our voice into the world and expand the whole matrix and heighten the vibration of what's going on here. So that's how I'm solving this whole issue of whether or not there's enough for us in the world as performers of color.
So we also had people look at your photo and make some, you know, comments like, wow, this guy looks great, his arm, things of that sort.
Uh-huh.
What's in the works with you as far as relationships?
Well, relationships, I mean, well, that's such a huge...
Are you looking for a Mrs. Voiceover?
A Mrs. Voiceover, yeah. Sort of, is that sort of like related to a Miss Piggy? Sort of, because that's actually been closer to my experience. Every female I've dated has been more interested in my wallet than anything that I could possibly say in any sort of seductive tone.
Wow.
I'm putting relationships the same place I'm putting spirituality,
uh-huh.
in that I'm on my spiritual path right now and truly going inward. Okay, and,
wow.
and leaving the external accoutrements alone for a while, and I'm finding my inner journey to be much more exciting than any proverbial romp in the hay could ever be. And as a result, I'm realizing that as I continue to commit myself on my spiritual path and journey, it has all that I need within it. All the relationships with whoever I choose to connect with, it will be a spiritual bond that is absolutely right, and I absolutely trust and have faith in that. And what I'm doing these days is preparing myself for that. There's work to be done
wow.
when that relationship begins, because relationships are truly an opportunity that the universe gives us to have a team partner to build realities in this world so that when we're done with this world, we can move on to the next level, a higher level, as opposed to coming back to do the same old crap that we forgot to do in previous life. Okay, so that,
I mean,
that comes to mind.
That was well
yeah.
spoken about, you know, I really can't wait for the younger people to review this, you know, at a later date, our archive version, because you just really summed up what a man should do when he's ready to start looking for that partner. You know,
oh,
first get yourself,
okay.
get your insides well. You know, think about your spirituality. And then from there, you know, say, well, let me go out and prepare a place. You know, so
oh,
it's not just you're preparing a place for this new person to come in. You're preparing a place that if it did happen, you have room, you know,
oh,
in
absolutely.
Your life to. Wow, that's I really like how you put that.
Well, I tell you, Ken, I think about this, I meditate on this for hours, days, weeks, months at a time. When it comes to the Afro-American people, how could a people so deeply rooted in spirituality be so spiritually lost at this time in history? How could that happen? How does that happen? How does a people that's so deeply attached to all the things that make the universe real be so confused? And
well, I think a lot of that might too have to. I think a lot of that might have to do with desensitizing. Because when you look at what you're doing, you're positive. You know, you go out there, you're not putting any real negativity out into the, you know, into the world for people to hear, for people to see. But then we look at certain things on, you know, TV and certain rappers, which, you know, may or may not be true. And we look at just media in general, you know, it'll take you away from what really matters and move you into, well, let me do this because this is what's going to make me popular. You know, this is going to make me stand out in the crowd. When in reality, it's about what can you do to benefit yourself, your wife, or your husband, your family, to get them prepared to be able to, like you're doing now, you know, reaching back. You know, you're alone, so you're making a lot of things, well, not necessarily alone, but you don't have that partner yet to say, I have your back, you know, with what you're doing. And it's a lot for, you know, young men, you know, such as yourself. You're not, you know, an old guy or anything like that. You just accomplished so much, you know, with it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, relationships come and go, you know, and for me, they have. And I've learned something more and more about myself and the spiritual process that relationships are a part of with each relationship that I've had. I'm choosing the spiritual path / single life right now as a deliberate choice, realizing that this is the real direction to go in. If I truly want a relationship of quality, I'll have to bring quality to the table. I'll have to begin the process of understanding and being in responsibility, being in integrity, learning. And it doesn't, it's not just my personal or romantic relationships. It's every single relationship I have in my life. I don't really make a separation, really, fundamentally, between my personal relationships and business relationships in terms of my approach to them and what the ingredients need to be in order for them to last, in order for them to be an investment for me and in my future, relationship that I can count on, right? My business relationships particularly, I look to ask myself, well, how can I be of value? How can I be of service? And what will this relationship need in order to last? This is about creating a future that you can rely on. In a world now, regardless of what business you're in, it seems like things are just falling by the wayside left and right. People almost don't quite know what to hold on to anymore. Because I think we've lost sight of the basics. You know, I think of one of my favorite artists. I speak of none other than the great R&B jazz artist, Anita Baker. And, of course, her reputation is a myriad of things. Right. However, for me, I bring her up because she's a perfect example of someone who, when she started out, she was very much against the grain, completely not part of the mainstream at all, but her commitment to her artistry, her voice and vision made her an example, so much so that the mainstream was essentially chasing her down, begging for her attention. And that's the process I've chosen. When I started out, pretty much I got from most of the top voice agents in the industry, you sound fantastic, but you'll never make a dime because you're black. Then going over to the black media and having them say to me, well, you sound, but you'll never make a dime because you don't sound black. So I pretty much had my work cut out for me, and I realized the only direction to go was inward. I knew I have a talent, and I knew that I have what's needed, and it was about determination and showing, really demonstrating and understanding what makes a good actor, what makes a true voice talent and a true voice performer talent. What are those ingredients? What is it that James Earl Jones or Morgan Freeman or any of the great voices are doing to bring to the table that becomes undeniable, more so than just a deep voice or a resonant voice or something that people consider sexy? You know, the voice is really the icing on the cake and the mirror to the soul. What's going on a deep internal soul level is truly what I believe attracts or repels attention.
Well, Xavier, you've really enlightened, you know, our listeners and everybody who, you know, tunes into the show for the first time. And I'm honored to have you back on the show, to consider you a friend and a partner of sorts with the different things that we're out there doing. And
thank you, Ken. I'm proud of you. I love what you're doing. This is great. This is amazing.
Yeah,
you've given me a home.
You know,
Hey,
listen. Anytime you have someone that you're developing and you feel that they're at that point now, have them come on the show. You know, we'll do an interview, hear about them. You know, help promote them as well. And what is your? Give us your contact information one more time. And then after that, you know, we're winding down. So any agencies, any people that you'd like to thank, we'll do that, and then we'll close the show out. And you're Xavier Paul, PoolVoiceMedia.com. You are there, man.
Absolutely. And Ken, I want to thank you for what you're doing, because you've given me a place to be resident, to be relevant, and to really share this exciting journey that I'm on with. And it's all thanks to you and the platform that you give us visionaries, because we're out here, we're doing it, we're creating it, and it's great to have a place that we can call home. So I thank you for that, Ken, truly from the bottom of my soul. Okay, and just briefly, I want everyone to go to Amazon.com and pick up my current audiobook title that I'm narrating, Condition Black. Condition Black by Tom Barber. It's a fantastic sci-fi thriller that is a story that really, I believe, is worth hearing, because for me, it definitely was worth telling. Condition Black by Tom Barber, available on Amazon.com. And if you want to reach me, go to CoolVoiceMedia.com. CoolVoiceMedia.com, CoolVoiceMedia.com, and I'll see you at the top.
And I will definitely make sure that link is in our description for people to go and get that booklet to hear how you sound. And once again, BigBigRadio.com listeners, I appreciate your time, your understanding, spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. And until next time, remember, think big.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.